On this week's Missouri Net Press Box podcast, we step away from spring training and March Madness and focus on you, the listener. Sooner or later, the weather is going to start warming up here, and more of us will be rededicating ourselves to our New Year's resolution to eat better and get in shape. So I thought this would be a perfect day to bring in Mitzi Doulon. Mitzi is the team nutritionist for the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs, and she's co-authored a book with Tony Gonzalez called The All-Pro Diet. Mitzi, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I want to find out more about the book and your work with the Royals and the Chiefs, but I know that in addition to that stuff, you provide a wide range of counseling for people across the country. You're traveling all the time, and I'm sure the biggest problem when people want to get in shape is they start a workout program at the gym, but I bet they never really consider or change their eating habits, and I'm sure that's where people get a lot of frustration early. Is that right?
You are absolutely right. I tell people in the weight game, it's really about 80% nutrition. So you definitely have to work out, and I think some study came out just yesterday saying that older women need to make sure they get 60 minutes of exercise a day to help maintain a healthy weight, and it certainly helps you maintain, but making some changes in the diet can definitely make such a huge difference. I'm actually heading back down to spring training this weekend for the Royals to help the players eat smart, and before you know it, opening day will be here. But today I want to tell your listeners, too, how they can eat like the pros, how they can optimize energy levels, improve their workouts, as well as really get heart healthy.
It's interesting that you said that 80% of it has to do with the nutrition, so I'm sure I'm going to know the answer to this question, Mitzi, but if the average person did not increase their physical activity at all, could they still lose weight if they just changed their diet or eating habits?
Well, yes, they definitely can. You can lose weight without exercising. I tell people you can do it three ways. You can exercise, you can change what you're eating, or you can exercise and change what you're eating. And the third is what I recommend, both change what you're eating and exercise. So, and that's the best way to do it, to where you're going to maintain that weight loss as well. And one of the key things to help keep you satisfied is to eat foods with both protein as well as fiber in them. And in the book that I wrote with Tony Gonzalez, The All-Pro Diet, we really specifically talk about this. And one includes one of my top foods is my favorite nut, almonds. And I do work with the almond board. But the reason it's my favorite nut is it packs the most powerful punch, really, of any tree nut, with 6 grams of protein, 3.5 grams of fiber, and 75 milligrams of calcium, which obviously they're delicious and crunchy. People like that crunch. It helps you stay satisfied and prevents hunger. And long term, that is what we need. When people try to get back on, whether it's their New Year's resolutions or now they're trying to get in shape maybe so they can go out by the pool this summer, or just, people like to shed a few of that winter weight for the summertime, is really making sure they're eating foods that do prevent hunger and make them satisfied. I actually have almonds in the clubhouse for the Kansas City Royals and encourage them to eat it after their workouts, but before the game, where baseball is a unique sport to where they're actually lifting on the days that they still even have their game. So just like someone might keep a resealable bag at their desk, having some healthy snacks and avoiding maybe some of those temptations that can sneak up in the office for many of us, whether it's donuts or candy or sodas. And we talk a lot about that in the All-Pro Diet, of avoiding some of those high-calorie drinks. And that's where a lot of people can make a big difference, as just by what they're drinking in the morning. Or all day long.
Yeah, all right. We're talking with Mitzi Doulon, the nutritionist for the Chiefs and the Royals. Talk a little bit more about that in terms of what's good to drink, or, you see all these commercials for these, Powerades and Gatorades and all that. And I look at that, but I also see a lot of calories in that, too. I mean, what should people drink?
Yeah. Well, you're right. Here's what you want them to drink. Water, green tea, and you can have some wine. Studies have shown that wine in moderation, red wine specifically, can have some heart-healthy benefits. And so keep that in mind when you're drinking. I actually had a basketball player several years ago out when I lived in the Bay Area and worked with the Golden State Warriors, and he was drinking about 1,900 calories of grape juice a day. So they had, I met with him, and he was injured, so not even playing at the time. They were afraid he was really going to gain weight because he was already bigger than the team wanted. He actually got leaner than he'd ever been just by taking that out. So whether you go into Starbucks and having the 500-calorie coffee drink in the morning, or you're drinking a lot of soda or juice, I would really avoid those calories if you're looking to lose the fat and build the muscle. So definitely keeping that in mind. And I did mention heart health, and it might surprise you because it actually surprised me during my last trip to spring training a few weeks ago. I actually met with several players who had high cholesterol levels. So I want to mention my top heart smart foods, which include salmon, oatmeal, which we hear helps lower cholesterol, and another, studies have actually shown that almonds can also help maintain a healthy cholesterol level. So whether it's tossing some into a salad or adding some in oatmeal or just eating some in a resealable bag, which even when I fly back down to Surprise, Arizona this weekend, I throw some with it. Some dried cherries into a resealable bag to have on the flight, because we all know that when we fly these days, you don't get a lot of food options.
Right. All right, so here's my problem, and I think a lot of people have this. I've been exercising quite a bit this winter, trying to watch what I eat, but I justify this stuff in my head, and I'm sure a lot of people do this, where you afford yourself a bad day or two where you maybe want to have a dessert or drink something that, you know, other than water or green tea. But, I mean, is that the right thing to do? Can you do that every so often? I mean, otherwise, I just think people have the tendency where they just want to shut down. I mean, this isn't our business.
You don't have to be perfect.
Right.
And even in the All-Pro diet, Tony and I talk about, we're not talking about perfection here. Certainly, I'm not a perfect eater. I love a molten chocolate lava cake with vanilla bean ice cream. I just can't have it that often. But really, the way you want to do it is aim to, you can actually use the 80-20 rule even on a day-to-day basis as far as aiming to eat really clean foods 80% of the time. The other 20%, not doing a high volume or lots of really bad foods, but you can have indulgences if you want some chocolate. Actually, that's a great little addition with the bag of almonds, too, is mixing in a little chocolate there. But it's how often you do that and how much. I suggest even when people go out to dinner, if you want dessert, split dessert with a friend. It's some people do something which I call the Last Supper, where they always say, I'm going to start tomorrow. And then they're like, I'm going to start next Monday. Okay, now I'm going to start on April 1st. And it keeps getting pushed back.
Right, yeah.
And then they eat the rest, whether it's the rest of the Girl Scout cookies that night or the rest of the bag of chips. And it can lead to kind of definitely overeating. And so that's where you want to keep foods in mind that do provide that satisfying feeling and fiber and protein. And you know what? You can eat healthy and have tasty. I explain that tasty does not mean that they can be synonymous there. It doesn't have to be without flavor. And I did all the recipes from the book. I did them myself. And I do like tasty food. So if something didn't taste good, it was not put in the book.
That's good. That's great. We're talking with Mitzi Doulon. She's the nutritionist for the Chiefs and the Royals. And she co-authored this book. She's talking about the All-Pro diet with Tony Gonzalez, the former Chiefs tight end. You work with both teams. How different is the advice you give to a football player as opposed to a baseball player?
Well, the biggest difference really has to do with schedule, because baseball players' schedules are are so crazy and grueling because if you think of it, they're really going to work every night at 7 o'clock, although they come into the ballpark 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know, their whole schedule is kind of pushed forward, and then they're traveling 50% of the time. So we're talking about airplane food, and I have been on a charter. Last year I went to Detroit with the team, and I will say there are a lot of offerings on that plane, much more so than my normal flight.
Do you cringe? You must cringe.
There were some things I made some suggestions, but of course it was definitely a time to joke with the nutritionists when they were passing out the ice cream, and they all said, "No, not today. Mitzi's on the plane."
Yeah, how do they receive you when you show up? Do they run and hide, or I mean, I see Billy Butler, and Billy Butler still has some baby fat on him. You got to work on Billy Butler a little bit.
Yeah.
I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm telling you, he's got some baby fat on him. He still has that baby face. I mean, is he one of those that kind of runs and hides in the shower when he finds out Mitzi's coming?
I've been with the team. I guess I think this is my sixth year with the Kansas City Royals. So I do know a lot of the guys I know all of them who have been around for a while. So some guys will definitely take my advice and do exactly what I say and have amazing results. Mike Avilas this year has made some major changes to his diet and is doing just a fantastic job with body fat and everything like that, and it's exciting. I think more and more players, I explain to them that their body is their job, and more players are understanding the importance of nutrition and what they put into their body can be just as important as them taking batting practice or taking extra ground balls and extra work in working out as far as how much time on the treadmill or things like that. So definitely more and more players are always buying into it, and it's really a joy to work with the guys. And some you have to work a little harder than others, and I'm not with them 24/7, so I can't control everything that they eat.
Well, that's good. Mitzi Doolan, how do people get your book?
Well, you can actually go to Amazon.com or all the major bookstores have the All-Pro Diet. And talked to Tony yesterday, and they just had a new baby last week. So baby boy who weighed about 9 pounds. So he said he thinks he has a defensive end.
He probably does. Well, that's good. In fact, Tony is on the cover, so it's real easy to spot. Mitzi, I know you have to run. Thanks for your time, and thanks for all your tips. And
absolutely.
I have
thank you so much.
I have a copy of your book that was sent along with a bag of almonds, and I will start eating those, and I will start reading your book.
Fantastic. You can also get more info on almondboard.com, and if you click on the Pro Snackers, lots of fun videos.
That's good. And I will stop saying, okay, I'm starting tomorrow, or I'm starting next.
Yes. You've got to start today and do it.
I will. Mitzi Doolan, the nutritionist for the Chiefs and the Royals, thanks for helping us get in shape, and thanks for joining us here on the Press Box Podcast.
Thanks for having me.